Gal Pals Watch. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we discuss queer lady movies inclusively defined.
Yeah, dog.
And today we're talking about... Okay, you have 2019 written down, but it's 2018, right?
It is. Yes, 2018.
Okay. I was like, it did not come... Okay. We're talking about the 2018 film, Tell It to the Bees, starring Anna Paquin and Holiday Grainger, and directed by Annabelle Yonkel.
Yes.
That was an obnoxious way to say her last name. I'm sorry.
You just had to put some emphasis.
Yeah. And it's based on a book by Fiona Shaw that I have not read.
Who I thought was the Fiona Shaw from the Harry Potter movies, but no, it's just some other British person named Fiona Shaw.
Just some other... I bet that's like a really common name.
It seems pretty common.
Like for a British name.
Yeah. I actually really liked this movie in the beginning and then fucking hated it at the end.
I was bored out of my mind the entire time.
Oh no.
I was like, what the hell is this?
So I didn't see True Blood.
Neither did I.
But I know Anna Paquin can do better than this.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay, pissed.
I didn't see True Blood. I did see, like, 7 million years ago, Fly Away Home, when she was, like, a baby actor.
Okay.
I don't remember much about that movie, except that there were geese. She flew a plane, and she was, like, 13 or something.
Nice.
Yeah, she needed to fly the geese home. The geese needed plane help. Apparently.
Oh my gosh, this is like, that's like weirdly the same as this movie. Like the beat,
You're right.
Directing animals to places.
You're right.
This has some weird magical realism shit in it that I mean, you're not really supposed to buy magical realism, but like,
well,
it made me angry.
Yeah,
actually.
I don't know. The thing is, like, magical realism can work very well sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's awesome.
Yeah.
Usually it's awesome.
Yeah. But this was not awesome.
No, I don't know, man. There's a lot of this movie that really fucking pissed me off. Like, I don't know. I'm just going to say up front, trigger warning for sexual assault. There's so much fucking rape in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, used as a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And by so much, I mean, like, you know, once is enough. But
yeah,
they don't stop at that. And it's just... You know, women are not in control of their, like, they don't have any autonomy.
Yeah.
And it's it's used as a punishment, I feel like.
Well, I mean, that's what rape is.
Yeah.
A lot. And it's definitely, like, a power thing. Mm. But we should say this takes place in 1950s Britain.
Yes.
So it is, like, a quote-unquote period piece.
Can't stop, won't stop.
And I was actually surprised at how homophobic it was.
I was a little too.
Like, not that I expected it to be not homophobic, but just that, like, people were so suspicious.
Mm-hmm. From the
get-go. Just, like... You know, like, waiting, like, looking, trying to find it so that they could ostracize these people, which I feel like was not... I mean, I don't know. I wasn't alive in 1950s Britain, but, like, from what I've read and heard and seen, it seems like, at that time still, like, two women in a relationship together was sort of seen as, like, benign.
And, like, something you don't really discuss.
Right, exactly.
It's just kind of like, oh, those two women, mm-hmm. yep, they live together.
Yeah.
End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't really talk about it.
Right.
But the whole town was, like, very much, like, mm-hmm. she's disgusting. They're both disgusting.
The term dirty dyke was used about 700 times.
Yeah.
Including by little children.
Oh my God. Can we talk about how cute that little boy is?
I found him so annoying.
Oh, I think he's so cute.
I mean, it's not that he wasn't cute. I just was like, ugh, you're such an annoying child. Like, I don't know.
I really felt for him. Like, real bad.
I guess I felt pretty neutral about his character.
You're like, a kid.
Yeah. A kid, oh my God. I think it wasn't the character specifically that bothered me. I think it's just that I feel like I've seen some version of this story 800 times before. And it's like, you know, some kind of era in Britain. And there's like a precocious child. And they're like this emotional barometer for the adults around them.
Oh, yeah. It's very much like Atonement.
Yeah. It's like that. Yeah.
I don't like that movie.
No, me either.
It's terrible.
Also, fuck Ian McEwan. Anyway. Sorry, not sorry.
But basically, the movie revolves around this woman, Lydia Weeks, and her son, Charlie. Mm-hmm. And Lydia's husband has left her.
Mm-hmm. He had a thing going with another woman.
Yeah. Gross. Well, not that part. But no. Just him.
Yeah, no, he's a very gross, disgusting human being.
Yeah. And basically, she works in a factory, like a textile mill. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know, she doesn't make much.
Yeah. Her boss is horribly mean.
So mean. And she's in this, like, little town where, you know, everyone knows everything about her. Mm-hmm. And they already gossip about her. Mm-hmm. And her son gets beaten up mm-hmm. for, you know, already just because, like, the mom, like, the husband's gone. Mm-hmm. And she has to work. And I don't know.
Fucking patriarchy.
Anything else.
Yeah. And she can't make ends meet with just her job. And mm-hmm. she, like, tries to get extra hours. And they're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then her landlord is mean, and
yeah,
get evicted.
Yeah, there's a lot of strife, and mm-hmm. she gets evicted. But meanwhile, around the same time, Dr. Jean Markham comes back to town. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what town this is.
I don't know either. It's probably a fictional town.
And basically, she used to live there as a kid. Mm-hmm. Her dad was the town doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since he has passed, she's taken over his business.
Mm-hmm. She runs it out of her house, yeah, which is funny.
Which is...
I mean, I guess actually, that was more normal back then.
I think she has, like, a separate office, actually, because...
Oh.
That got spray-painted later on in the movie.
Oh, yeah, you're right. With the word dyke.
Yeah, which I didn't know. That was the only distinction. I thought it was in her house the whole time.
Yeah, because the bees, when Charlie went there, he saw the bees out back.
I think...
Did they just go to her house because...
He was just, like, in the fucking forest around her house.
Yeah, because, like, his cousin found him running away or whatever, and he took him to... And she took him to the doctor because...
Yes. He had just gotten beaten up.
Right, and he had, like... Mates. Yeah, she wanted to get him checked out by the doctor, but they didn't tell the mom because they didn't want to, like, worry her or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I guess they just went to Jean's house then.
I think so.
Okay. Just because the cousin knew she was a doctor or something.
I guess so.
Okay.
Because Jean has, because she lived in this town as a kid, people know her, mm-hmm. and they know of her, and they know her history,
mm-hmm.
Which is basically...
Dirty dyke.
Or dirty dyke history.
Yeah. May we all have dirty dyke histories.
I do. Filthy. But basically...
And Dirty Dyke Futures, for that matter.
Oh, please. Forever and ever.
Forever.
Amen.
And
ever. But basically, she like fell in love with this girl when she was a teenager, and they were very sweet on each other, and then the whole town found out about it,
mm-hmm.
and these boys, like three boys, assaulted her girlfriend or whatever they were, Rose.
Yeah.
And beat them both up, I believe. Mm-hmm. So that was a rumor in the town. So when she came back, everyone's already kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, Dyke.
Yeah. And people are like, they still go to her for medical stuff, but they don't, like, want her around their kids and mm-hmm. stupid shit like that.
Yeah, the only person that really cares about her is Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And he only cares about her to some extent. He really likes Jean and wants to marry her. He mm-hmm. basically proposes to her.
Yeah, but he also knows that she's
a lesbian.
And yeah. It doesn't bother him. And I don't think he... I got the impression that he, like, just kind of wanted it for convenience for both of them.
I agree.
And that they could just continue to be friends, but it would just be, like, putting on a face for the town so that they'd just be left alone, both of them. Yeah,
exactly. He was looking for, you know, companionship, but he also, like... He might
also be gay.
I don't think so, because he really... Because he says, like, I would have done anything for you at, you know, if you looked at me the same way. Blah, blah, blah.
I was spacing out.
He's basically, like, eternally in the friend zone, and he doesn't care about it. He just wants to, like, be her beard forever.
Yeah.
And it's That's only... hilarious. it is, like, very sweet. And, yeah. But...
But also problematic.
He turns his back on her when shit hits the fan, which is like, yeah, fuck you, man. Mm-hmm. You're not a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what this town is like. You could still, you know, be her beard or at least be an ally. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
I just get so upset.
Yeah.
I liked Jean and Lydia together. In the sense of it was aesthetically pleasing and sexy, but I don't actually see how they would like each other in real life.
I also didn't care about them individually as characters.
I didn't either.
And so I was not invested in their relationship or in anything else that was happening in this movie. I just was like, I don't have any... interest in anything that's happening right now.
I just feel like they were super one-dimensional.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, Lydia's kind of, you know, almost like the wild woman. Jean is very like straight-laced and wants to play by the rules. Which is like obviously oil and vinegar or oil and water, whatever. Make a salad dressing. It's all good.
Toss that gay salad.
Toss that gay salad. Oh, shit. She said it, y'all. That's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
But they just had, like, those classic tropes of, like, they stare at each other for a little too long.
Oh, I know. And I hate the lesbian stare. I'm so over it.
And then they hug each other for a little too long. And
their faces are close, but they don't kiss.
And too close.
Too close.
But they don't kiss.
Too close and too far at the same time. Meanwhile, Charlie's whispering secrets to all the bees.
I thought that was very sweet.
I just was like,
ugh. Yeah, Jean tells him that her dad told her to whisper secrets to the bees. So I think it was so cute, though, when he's like, he sees his Auntie Annie in... who is dating a black boy, which is, you know, a no-no in the town as well. And she sees him get, or he sees them get frisky in the forest. And he goes up to the bees and he was like, why did he touch her there?
Yeah. That was kind of funny.
It was like very childlike. Like, yeah. Why is that happening?
And then she's pregnant.
And that's where the other... you know, it's not necessarily a rape, but it sure looks like one. It's a forced abortion.
Yeah.
Which is, like, super traumatic and almost kills Annie.
Yeah.
And it's brought out by her mom. Her mom wants her to... Once she realizes that the, you know, father, so to speak, of the baby is a black person, she's like... Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, that couple is so sweet, and they're so loving, and they actually want the baby.
Yeah, they were excited about it.
Yeah, she's quite far along, and her brother, Robbie, who is... We didn't even get into that. Robbie is Lydia's ex-husband, or husband still, technically. Yeah, they both force an abortion on her, and it's the worst.
Yeah.
Absolutely the worst. Robbie in general, class A bastard. I wish he just died halfway through the movie.
Yep. Wish he was never there.
He sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he uses rape as a weapon. And I just don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that.
Yeah, like, I know.
what, like, what is this?
Patriarchy.
Yeah, I guess so. But so as Lydia and Jean get closer, mm-hmm. the town, as we said before, is all like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It gay. and Charlie, like, I felt like he kind of knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But once he found out for sure, and he was pissed that his mom lied, mm-hmm. quote unquote, lied
to him. Yeah, they had this whole thing about telling each other the truth. And then he got mad because she didn't lie. She just kept a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pissed. So then he went and told his dad. Worst person to tell.
Yeah.
Out of all the people. He should have told the fucking bees. The bees could have known.
The bees would have done.
That's the whole point of this movie.
Tell it to the bees. It's right in the title, Charlie. Dumbass baby.
You did it wrong. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Alicia's notes. And right at the bottom, she has a big, giant WTF.
It's like I really wanted this movie to be cute, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And basically once, I don't know, it just all goes to hell really fast.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I wish Lydia told her son, like, the lie and the secret aren't the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, right away. Mm-hmm. And maybe none of this would have happened.
Yeah, or if she just let him in on it, he probably would have been into it.
Yeah.
Like, keeping a secret with his mom.
Yeah, because he loves Jean, too. Mm-hmm. And she actually...
Yeah, he loves both of them.
Yeah, he actually thinks of Jean as, like, his best friend.
Mm-hmm. It was so funny when his friend was like, so are your mom and Jean best friends? And he was like, she's my friend.
She's my friend. The other part that I hated was Robbie's parenting of Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking awful.
Quote unquote, I mean, like, parenting.
Parenting, yeah. His version of parenting is basically yelling at your kid to be a man. Yeah. And he was like, you gotta stop talking about that fruity shit about bees. You gotta be a man.
That's how toxic masculinity ruins people who are men/boys.
This movie could have been like, bees save the day. No. Toxic masculinity ruins the party again. Yet again, bees save the day.
Yeah.
Question
the bees
mark.
Sting the toxic masculinity.
Yeah, so the magical realism part
is
that... Oh, I fucking hate it. Robbie basically tries to rape Lydia. And then Charlie is, like, so upset that he frees the bees and they somehow get through the window, mm-hmm. and they, like, escort Robbie out of the house. I don't know. Like,
oh my God. Have you read this book?
No.
No, me either. I'm not about to. However, I did read...
That it was better than the movie.
I did read that it was better than the movie. I read an article that the author of the book wrote about the movie.
Oh.
Where she said... I don't know what happens in the book because I haven't read it.
Yeah.
But she said they changed the ending of the movie.
Oh.
For a straight audience. And I was like, yeah, I can tell straights made this because it's boring as fuck. And the ending is sad.
Ending sucks.
Yeah.
Ending sucks so hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically the day after, the magical realism bees take place and they all dance together in the...
Dancing's a whole thing in this movie,
There's a whole
too.
Dancing thing. With bees. Like, bees dance. I gotta be clear with this.
The people also dance.
The people dance, bees dance, everyone, and they dance together. Like, I just need to be very clear about this. But basically, there's this whole, like, subplot of, or not really subplot, but once shit hits the fan and the whole town knows, Jim warns Lydia and he's like, what you're doing is so irresponsible, and then he tries to get her to move to Canada because there's a ton of jobs there and they need doctors. Who doesn't fucking need doctors? So basically, what's her face, Jean, tells Lydia, oh, let's go to Canada and, like, start over again because this town fucking blows chunks.
Yeah.
She said it in those words too.
Direct quote.
But Jean has no intention of going.
Lydia doesn't.
No, Jean has no intention of going. Lydia does go.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
It's okay.
I messed them up.
So, the very end, Lydia and Charlie, they're packing for their trip, and they're going to leave, and Jean will follow along, I assume in Canada? I don't even know at this point.
Yeah.
But Charlie guesses that Jean is not going to join them.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't.
And she doesn't. And she's like, yeah, I won't, so visit me when you're older. It's just like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You guys went through all this fucking turmoil, and you're going to stay in this bullshit town?
Ugh.
I get so mad.
Yeah.
Like, she feels like she has some duty mm-hmm. to the town.
Yeah.
What the fuck did that town ever do to you?
I know.
I keep dropping the F-bomb. I'm sorry, guys, but, like, this movie really pissed me off.
I thought it was interesting when I read that article by the author of the book, because she actually had a lot of nice things to say about the movie. She said she really liked it, but she was disappointed that they changed the ending, which apparently they told her they weren't going to, and then last minute they did it. I mean, she was, I know, apparently it's like a whole thing where the authors, like if you're adapting a book into a movie, the author is not really involved.
They don't really have any rights.
Yeah, they don't really have any say about it once they've sold the rights to
whatever
production company is doing it. I mean, I'm sure all the contracts are different, but generally speaking. And she said that in the book, I think it's like they moved to Italy or something like that.
Hmm.
And she said she had done some research about homophobia in that era, like in different places, and how it was more homophobic in Britain and it would have been more accepting in Italy, and also no one knew them there, and so like that was the end of the book, I think. Don't quote me on that because I haven't read the book, but something like that. And then she said that she didn't like that they made it so that they were apart. She said she wanted to write a book where they ended up happy at the end, the lesbians.
Yeah.
And then she talked about like Burger Gays and all that stuff and how the tropes have always been like, oh, make the lesbians sad or dead.
Yeah, it's just Jean walks out of it pretty happy.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine that Lydia, wherever she went, was devastated. Mm-hmm. And then Charlie, you know, devastated by proxy because he has to deal with his mom, mm-hmm. who's like devastating.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of like, I'm glad I didn't see that part. But
yeah. I know, seriously.
I just got so upset because, like, I could deal with, and I don't know why this is, but, like, I could deal with it being, like, a cheesy-ass movie
mm-hmm.
where she's like, you know, at least we see Jean getting on the train or they all leave together or something like that. But I don't know. It just felt like a cop-out.
It did.
It took like a 180 real fast.
Also, I don't know. This movie was, everything about this movie was boring to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think any of it was interesting or compelling. And so it felt really long, even though it was
only
like
an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, when is this going to end?
I almost fell asleep in the first 20 minutes. I will not lie to you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I gotta like get up and do something else. Yeah. And I had to take
I actually
a quick
did.
Break.
I started like making dinner while I had it on.
Yeah. It's a bit boring.
Mm-hmm.
That and I don't know, I'm not like a historian or an expert, but some of the stuff just didn't seem to be like, it seemed not anachronistic, but just didn't seem real.
Yeah.
Like I can tell that the outfits were like designed now.
Right.
I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like something about it seemed a little cheap, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Like the production value wasn't great.
Yeah.
I
mean, it was still like Hollywood level.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a budget film.
No.
But yeah, just
I feel
like
they cut corners in some areas, and I was like, because they had to CGI all those fucking bees.
Oh, I know.
That's why. It's so bad, y'all. The CGI bees are so bad. Of course, there's one scene where Lydia has bees on her neck.
Yeah.
And Jean
oh, God.
Has to blow them off.
Ugh.
Oh, my God, guys.
Those that bees. Scene, as soon as I saw that scene, I was like, I was already out. I'm all the way out now.
Those bees had Microsoft Word, Word Art, 3D, and shadow backgrounds on them. I swear to God, I saw them. They jutted out like an inch. I was like, what? Where is this light coming from? It's bizarre, guys. Ugh. And I was kind of pumped for this movie because
I wasn't. I had heard it was bad.
Fuck. I couldn't remember if I heard it was bad, so I just hoped to go in for the best. But yeah. I should have known.
Yeah.
50-some-odd episodes.
I know.
Why haven't I learned?
What's the ratio of, like, good movies to bad movies? We've done a few good ones.
Yeah.
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 But this is, I don't know. It's not the worst one we've seen. Definitely like not the best.
20% of them have been good.
Yeah.
Like, really good. Like, I rewatched them again.
Mm-hmm. Did you rewatch? What's that one? The black and white one. Not the lesbian space alien. The other one.
That one was good.
That one was hilarious. I still wouldn't rewatch it, though, I don't think. No, that one that had...
Children's Hour?
No. Oh, yeah, that was black and white, too. Fuck that movie. The one, we did it recently, where it had Guinevere Turner, but it was Go not Fish. Watermelon. Yes.
Go I'd, Fish. I'd watch that again.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I would watch it with a group of people. I wouldn't
okay.
Watch,
I guess I would, too. I would not watch it by myself.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on for viewing.
Right.
For funsies.
Yeah.
I'll just rewatch The Office for, like, the 1,000th time or Parks and Recreation.
Also, P.S., the new season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine started. Oh. And I'm really excited. I haven't started it yet.
I haven't started it yet either.
And I also just finished The Good Place, which...
Oh, I heard that finale was fantastic.
I cried my eyes out. This is a comedy. I
That's
cried
how they get you.
The whole time.
They call it a comedy.
I fucking love that show. Anyway.
From what I've seen of it, I do love it. But yeah.
It took me a while to get into it.
I'm also glad it ended, so now I can finally like watch it all. I'm also glad this movie ended.
Yeah. I was real happy when this movie ended.
So I was watching this alone last night, and I just go, what the fuck? Into, like, nothingness. And I was like, I'm so into mad the right void. Now. Like, into the void. And I, like, stomped out of the room, and I go to my girlfriend, and I'm like, this movie's some bullshit. I was so mad. So don't watch this movie. Yeah.
But if you have seen it and you have a different opinion, let us know.
You can email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet us at galpalswatch.
And Instagram us at galpalswatch@gmail.
Yeah.
I tried to let you do it and I couldn't.
Last episode, if you listened, we reversed the order of how we said things.
I can't let go, Jack. I can't let go. Oh my God. I couldn't let go. I couldn't let go. Whatever.
I was just listening to the audiobook of this new...
Of Titanic?
No, but it had... they had a whole thing about the movie of Titanic that I thought was really funny. I won't get into it, but the book is called Black Girl Unlimited by Echo Brown. It's a YA novel, and I normally hate YA.
Fiction?
It's fiction, but it's, like, autobiographical fiction.
Okay.
But it's definitely fiction, because it also has, like, some magical realism elements and stuff. Mm-hmm. And also, it's labeled fiction.
Did you know?
But anyway, that's a good one. And they have some funny stuff about how there is definitely space on that door and everything. And also, Titanic and vulnerability.
I do and masculinity. Feel extremely vulnerable when I watch Titanic.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Why? They made it that way on purpose.
Of course they did. Fucking Hollywood. Also, fuck this movie.
Fuck Leonardo DiCaprio.